The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to today's action in Listowel. It's day 5 of 7 of their Harvest Festival and more action from both codes, flat and jumps. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line to look into the action is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm alright, mate, yeah.
Yeah, good. It's another good day in Listowel.
It is, yeah. Thought yesterday was tough with a 25-1 winner and a 40-1 winner to close the card. Rather scuppered plans somewhat. But yeah, hopefully might get a bit more of a level playing field today.
Yeah, hopefully so. You got a few strong opinions there?
I have, yeah. I've got two races I'm really keen on, particularly the Stain handicap on the flat. I think there's a quite well handicapped horse in that based on several subsequent events out of his last race. So I'm quite keen on him. He'd probably be in the nap of the card. And I do like that handicap hurdle. I think there's a couple that have just been slightly overlooked, one in particular anyway that has been totally disregarded, which might reap benefits.
Okay, good. Well, we'll find out which one you're talking about later on. But first up is the 205, and we start here with a maiden over 6.5 furlongs. And we have joint favourites this morning. Intisab and Chicklet are the 5-4 joint favourites. It's 5-1 for Aru Cha Cha. 16-1 for Dansoff, and Randall's Rebecca is 25-1. So the betting suggesting it should be between Intisab and Chicklet. Andy, do you see it between the two?
I do, but I'm going to go with Intisab. Cut straight to the chase, really, because I think Chicklet has had more than too many chances for my liking, and she got readily pushed aside last time we saw her at Dundalk. Plus the fact that she's up in trip, up to now her best form has been over 5, and you know 6.5 here. That might just stretch her a little bit, whereas Adama Wells' charge into Saab has already had a couple of runs in and around this trip as well. In fact, he started off over 6 behind Cougar Mountain, of course, has gone on to run several really good races this season in Group 1 company. He then found Texas Rock Tigre for him the time after at Dam Royal, but that was still a good effort. And Graham might have been a bit too suffering when he died in the latter stage at Bellistan, but he's beaten by Hoskell Shemshal, who's finally turned the corner for Tony Martin. That horse has been a bit of a frustrating character, but he looks as though the pennies just dropped. And Quartz out of that race, the third horse, went to Dundalk the other day and won. So that form's rock solid, really, whichever way you look at it. Interesting that, once again, Dermot Well goes for the visor for the first time, and when he usually puts that contraption on, that usually does reap benefits. It certainly did on a horse called Nidarm, anyway, the other day when that horse went down to Clonmel and won with the first-time visor. But you know, the list is endless, really, with his horses having headgear on for the first time out, which improved quite dramatically. So, Intisab certainly got the best form in the race. And if the visor does work, then I've seen winning this, as his market position suggests.
OK, Intisab, the selection in the 205, then for Dermot Weld, who's won this race. He's going for a third win in 6 years in this race, so seems to be a race that he targets. On to the 235 next, race two on the card, and this is a maiden over a mile. And no wonder heads the betting this morning, 11-8 into 5-4 at the time of recording. It's 5-2 for Katimovic, who's Dermot Weld's newcomer. Mutterwed is 11-2, 6-1 for King Schultz. Celestial Fable is 7-1, and then it's 25-1 and double figure prices for the others. No wonder Andy has had plenty of attempts, but run some good races in better maidens than this. So is this his chance to get off the mark?
Yeah, he has had quite a few chances, but as you said, they have been in very good races. So I wouldn't chastise him too much. That third of the day behind Adjusted, Aidan O'Brien's charge, has been advertised by the winning a very competitive handicap subsequently. So he was up against it that day, to be fair. And a repeat of that run should suffice, really, because his two main rivals, one we don't know anything about, so you've obviously got to watch the market, Katimovic from the Dermot Weld stable. If the market speaks favourably for that, then obviously there's going to be some kind of doubt cast over No Wonder's chances of winning here, considering he's a short price favourite. The other one would be Mutterwed, who, just as I said, the one run for New Connections, which was a reasonable effort down in Down Royal, but that maiden was quite a modest one because the race at Chief Suspect should have won but didn't. And King Schultz was really disappointed in the last day at Leopardstown, having caught the eye first time up at the same track. So I'd expect No Wonder to take this. Davey Watchman took the first race for Mrs. Fitri Hay yesterday with a horse called Nassation. So hopefully Lightning can strike twice.
Okay, on to the third race next, the 3 or 5. And this is a handicap over a mile for three-year-olds and older. And we have 16 of them in the lineup here, and the betting is headed by Alpha Heedy, who's 7-2 this morning. 5-1 for Almost Had It All. La Canada is 6-1. 8-1 for Furacano. Beat the Ballot is 9s. 10-1 for Peavy's Pride and Rose Angel, and Table 46, and then 12-1 or bigger prices. The rest, so 16 runners on the 7-2 of the field. Who'd you like in the 3 or 5?
I'd probably play 2 against the field here. The old Adele song, Almost Had It All, is definitely one to keep an eye on here. Hasn't won a race yet, this filly, but on the evidence of her run last time out at Galway, she's certainly not going to be too far away here today if she can repeat that effort. She was caught the eye staying on very, very powerful in the latter stages in a well-run race, won by So Sensible. But there was horses in that that have been in really good form of late. Tom Dooley, of course, ran well here yesterday. He was third, and Millington, who was fourth, he's been a model of consistency throughout the summer month. So I think that form's all right, you know, and interesting that Pat Smullen's been booked as well. You know, they've had various jockeys have a go on this filly. And considering she got hampered as well early on and got shuffled back through the pack, that was a really good effort. And in the pull away as well, it's noticeable that she took ages to pull up that day. So I think she's a force to be reckoned with here, particularly up in trip. I think that extra furlong will suit her the way she finished off the last day. So Almost Had It All from a reasonable draw, probably just slightly the number one choice against another horse called Rose Angel, a filly which you've almost got to have a little bit more of imagination than the form figures suggest to go with this one. But I thought this horse ran again, similarly to Almost Had It All, a real eye-catching race down in Galway. Funny enough, on the same day that Pat Flynn's charge ran quite well in. And this horse was drawn badly, 16 of 18, slowly away towards the rear, and then did some good work late on in a red-hot race. Actually comes out really well on the figures. Helen's Armada, who was 6 in that race, almost pulled off a big shock yesterday when finishing 2nd in the first race. So we've already seen limited sample size of that form working out well. Once she's in good form, this filly, she's quite useful, and that was definitely much the case last year when she won a couple of races back-to-back at Dundalk. She's dropped to a handy mark. She's one of 63, she's off 16. Gary Halpin, who's a good pilot, takes 7 off. So she races here for bargain basement mark of 53, and her form actually is better than what it reads of late. And considering that run last time out come off the back of a long layoff, I expect a really big run here from Rose Angel. She's ran about 10-12-1 this morning, which looks a fair price. So 2 against the field there. Almost Had It All, 5-1, and Rose Angel in and around the 10-12-1 mark will do for me in the 3-0-5.
Okay, a couple against the field there. Then you didn't strike me as an Adele fan, Andy, but there you go.
Oh, everyone's got that album, haven't they?
I haven't.
Have you?
No. Oh, dear. Am I missing out?
Probably not now.
No, fair enough.
It's sad it's day, that sad album.
It. Yeah, it's done for. Yeah. Right, let's move.
Kind of the bargain bucket.
Yeah. Let's move on to the fourth race and the 3:35. Good race this as well. This is a handicap for three-year-old and older over a mile and three quarters, and Giant's Quest heads the betting at 5-2. Joint favourite, in fact, with Gypsy King. You can see why Giant's Quest is at the top of the betting after his form was advertised by Kalan last time. Obviously finished 2nd to Kalan, and then he finished 3rd in the Doncaster Cup, so that form looks good. 5-2 for Gypsy King, who's only had the 4 starts, got off the mark last time. 9-2 for Turin Legend, who arrives here in winning form. Modem is another one that's been pretty useful, Nick. He's 5-1, and then it's double figure prices for the others. So the first 4 are definitely in the market there, and he could state a case for in what's a pretty good race.
It is a very good race, yeah. I'm really looking forward to this one, particularly with Giant's Quest in the race. I'm a massive fan of Harry Rogers, his 8-year-old. I just love him. He's just such a really consistent and you know, reliable horse to back in any code on the flat, particularly over hurdles. Last time we saw him over hurdles, he won, and he's remained in good form pretty much ever since. And he beat Kalan when he went to Dundalk on the all-weather, and it was a very fast time he posted that day. Okay, Kalan got his revenge back in the Curragh the last time they met, but you know, he was trying to give over a stone or close to a stone away to Sabrina Hartis charge. And if we can believe that form, and I don't think there's any reason why we shouldn't, this horse should be winning a race here off a mark of 85, because Kalan ran its absolute face off the other day in the Goodwood Cup, as you mentioned, 2nd to estimate. Had actually no right even to be in the race for a start off, but it was a shrewd bit of placing it was in the end by Sabrina Harty for getting a Belle Black type for Callan, who, you know, posted a good number the day when he won at the Curragh. I thought that time in that race at Curragh was really good, and I thought, oh, I don't know how this will work out, whether my figures are right, but not only Callan has run well, horses like Benkey, Papa's Way, Cottesloaf, Carano Flyer, who was well behind that day, went on to win at Dundalk next day. So, you know, that form, whichever way you look at it, the speed figures suggest it's a race right out the top draw with regards to Irish staying handicap form. And around about 5-2 this morning, I think this horse represents really good value here, because I wouldn't be absolutely totally convinced about Gypsy King. At that time and the form of that, the Curragh race early on in the season has been dented a few times. And a mark of 90 looks really stiff considering, you know, this horse is, you know, that look, I say, that form isn't that great. So I'm really keen here on Giant's Quest. I love the horse to bits, and I think I'm going to get even more affectionate after today.
Okay, Giant's Quest then. Sounds like a pretty confident selection in the 3.35. We go over the obstacles next in the 4.05, and this is a beginner's chase over 2¾ miles, and 2-1 core favourites of 3 this morning, with Benny Mead, Security Breach and Vaxalco all bidding for favouritism. Royal Chief is 10-1 and Jack the Hat 14-1. Only 5 of them in the lineup here, Andy, but do you see it between one of the three core favourites here?
Yeah, this one's a nasty one. I haven't got too much of an opinion here, even though there is only 3 to concentrate on. I'd probably go with Vaxalco here, out of desperation more than anything else. All of these front three in the market, I think, are slightly disappointing. That's what makes me feel a bit nervous about tipping anything in particular. But Vaxalco, on the basis of the last 2 runs, should go close anyway and give you a run for your money if you're looking to bet in the race. Comes from a yard that obviously targets horses at these big festivals nowadays, as we saw with his amazing double strike at the Cheltenham Festival last year. And he was unlucky, really, not to pull off a point for connections at the Galway Festival when almost catapulting Davy Russell into the air. It was one of the recoveries of all time when Davy Russell actually landed back down in the plate on Vaxalco. And amazingly, not only did he stay in the plate, they managed to finish 4th. That race has worked out well. Aaron Hill Chief, who won, of course, that race, went on to win the day after. And Thomond, absolutely, he's took to chasing like a duck to water by bolting up here the other day. So that form alone to give Vaxalco a bit of an edge here. You'd have to argue, therefore, he was a little bit disappointed when odds on to win a beginner's chase down in Tramore the other day, and he just got outrun by Behemoth, but he just got into a poor track position that day. He was a long way back, and you can't afford to give ground away at Tramore because it is quite a tight venue, and he never really got into a challenging blow, but this more galloping and stiffer track will suit him today. So I'll go with Vaxalco, but like I say, it's not with any amount of confidence.
Okay, moving on to the big race of the day. Next then, the 4.35, and this is a Grade C handicap hurdle over 2 miles. Widely competitive, as you'd expect. 16 of them in the lineup, and the game changer is the 5-1 market leader. At the time of recording, Old Boy Perez is 13-2, second favourite. McNicholson is 7-1, 8-1 for X Squared. Casimir Road is 9-1, 10s for Princeton Plains, and then 11-1 or bigger prices the rest. As open as you would expect it to be, Andy, who do you like in the big hurdle?
Yeah, I quite like a few in this race. It took me a while to sort out which one I'm actually going to put up and how am I going to play this race. I was like umming and ahhing all morning, to be honest, because I've got quite a few old favourites in this race. The likes of McNicholson, a horse I've been on the right side of a few times throughout recent podcasts, and he was slightly disappointing last time I put him up down in Killarney at the festival. He could only manage 5th. I really fancied him that day, and I just didn't think he was at his best. He never really travelled with his normal panache, and he got beat the other day back on the flat in a 3-runner race. So I'm not sure whether McNicholson's absolutely in A1 form at the moment, albeit he'd win this if he was at his best. And interesting that Barry Geraghty could have ridden quite a few in this race. He's decided to stay loyal to Jessica Harrington's charge. And with Jessica Harrington's horses still remaining good form, of course, they had a 40-1 shock winner yesterday. It wouldn't surprise me if I left him alone and he went and won here today. The horse I mentioned that beat him in Killarney, the game changer, has to be another major player. He's a horse who's got a massively good cruising speed, and that cruising speed often carries him to me into the business end of a race. So, providing he can always get an each-way price about the game changer, he often, you know, gives you a massive run for your money without too much risk involved. Whether he puts it all in off the bridle, obviously, that's the final sort of clincher with him. Perez is another model of consistency. He's been placed every single time that he's turned up here at Listowel, including when he was third in this race last year, behind Fiery Oscar. And following his win the other day down in Down Royal, this 10-year-old still remains in excellent heart. So as you can see, this race is a real tough race to get your head round. But there is one, a much bigger price, that I think I ought to highlight the podcasters with, that should be, you know, worth a few quid at a price. And that's also called Run With The Wind from the Michael Harrigan stable. Stable that had a winner here yesterday with Hash Brown. And this also got a fantastic record here at the Listowel Festival. He's run here three times. He's actually run four times at the meeting, but three times in particular at the festival. And he's won twice. He won a decent novice hurdle way back in the day. And he's obviously been laid out for this meeting because he was well fancied the day to win a handicap chase. Unfortunately, he fell six out when going well in the hands of Aidan Heskin. Connections have obviously put him in this race just in case disaster struck, and that's the reason why he runs here 4 days after. But because he's got such a fantastic track record here, and they have dosed a lot of water on the track, it's probably easy, on the easy side of good now, I think it'll suit this horse. So he's a whopping 16-1 this morning, this horse. So, like I say, having given several others plenty of favourable read-ups, I think we should probably look towards Run With The Wind to keep his excellent track stacks intact.
Okay, Run With The Wind then in the 4:35. On to the 5:05 next, the penultimate race this afternoon. And this is a handicap hurdle over 3 miles. And Point of Rescue heads the betting at the time of recording, 9-2 into 4-1. It's 11-2 for Magical Moon, a bit of a nibble on that as well from Sixers. 6-1 is Tiger Bay Lady. 7-1 for Memories of Milan and Buster Dandan. 8-1 for Corrick Bridge. 10-1 for Battling Brew and Supreme Vic. And then 12-1. Or bigger prices. The rest, another open race, Andy. What do you make of the penultimate race in Listowel this afternoon?
Yeah, I'll probably go with the favourite here, Point of Rescue. I think there's another one to mention and a much bigger price, by the way, but I'll start with the likely favourite. Obviously comes from a stable that produced a bit of a shock yesterday with You're Busy, of course, winning the big race, the Kerry National. And on the evidence of what we saw from this horse last time out, every chance that he'll go really well in this tough handicap off a mark of just 99, because he beat a horse called Bosman Rule, who kicked off the festival the other day, the first day of the meeting on the Sunday, and won, as his odds suggested. So, you know, in beating one of Willie Mullins is quite comfortably in a maiden hurdle, suggests this horse, like I say, could be quite well handicapped. Cheek piece is obviously working. The good ground was very much in his favour, and like I say, with the yard flourishing, around about 4-1, he looks a fair each-way bet. The other one to mention at a price is also called Best Value, who ran over fences last time out and was in the process of running a huge race. In fact, I thought he was going to win at Kilbeggan the other day, but he fell going well with around about 3 to jump. I think he would have won that day. So off a mark of 106, which is his last mark, you know, over hurdles, he's got a good chance if he can operate back over the smaller obstacles. So, two against the field there. Point of Rescue, definitely number one choice. But do keep an eye at a price at Best Value. I certainly think he'll outstrip his odds as well.
OK, a couple there then. And on to the final race of the afternoon, the 5:35. We finish with a 2 mile bumper. And Daring Carlotta is the 11-8 favourite this morning. 5-2 for Double Speak. Bahana is 7-2. 8-1 or bigger prices. The rest. Daring Carlotta arrives here with a 100% record. She's 2-2 after winning at Clonmel and Killarney. Willie Mullins has won this race for the last 2 years as well, bidding for a third success in a row. Fairly solid favourite, Andy, but is 11-8 the right price?
Probably, yeah. He won it with Wicklow Brave last year, of course, contested the Supreme Novices Hurdle. Whether this mare goes down that route, obviously, only time will tell. She's done nothing wrong in the two wins. She's shown a nice turn of foot and a good attitude to win at Clonmel and Killarney. And with Willie Mullins already, you know, firing on all cylinders at the Listowel Festival, particularly in the bumpers, he had a nice winner the other day in these colours. You know, a lot of people will be looking to bail themselves in or out of trouble with this one. You know, in the last race of the day. But I quite like one of against it, and that's Double Speak from the in-form Henry de Bromhead camp. This stable's going through a rich patch of form at the moment. Lord Ben's already won at this meeting, and prior to that, horses like Pierlo, Salt Mills Blackie, and Lucy Marlowe have all gone in for the champion trainer, Henry de Bromhead. Nina Carberry's been booked, and this horse comes here via a win the other day down in Killarney when making all the running. Won quite snugly in the end, and back and forth, there's a horse called Fill Your Hands who's gone on to win since. So that form has already been boosted. With similar tactics implying and we're going to make this race a test of stamina, it could just drag the finishing kick out of Daring Carlotta. So hopefully Nina Carberry will make a good plenty of use of this horse and, like I say, provide Henry de Bromhead with another winner.
OK, good stuff. Let's just have a quick summary, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, decent car today at Listowel. Hopefully kicking off in the right fashion with Intersab, who's got the visors on for the first time out. Certainly got the best form coming into the race. 235. Hopefully might go the way of No Wonder. He's had lots of chances, but he definitely has the best form in the race. Two against the field in the 305. Number 6 and 7 on your race card. Almost had it all in Rose Angel. Nap of the day is Giant's Quest, who has the best form coming into that 335. Vaxalco gets the token choice in the 405. The 435, a whole host of horses in form and win with fighting chances of taking that big pot. But I do think Michael Hourigan's one with a win might outstrip his odds, considering he's got great form around the track. In the 505, again, another tricky one for punters, but Point of Rescue looks quite well handicapped, and Best Value is also worth a mention. And in the final race, Double Speak is set to continue the fine form of Henry de Bromhead.
OK, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Yeah, good luck with your selections and enjoy the stall this afternoon.
I will do. Thanks, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.